Blog Talk Radio.
How I live the rap life, making money smoking mics like crack is like a dope. How I live the rap life, making money smoking mics like crack pipe.
This is the original Los Angeles beat stepper, Tweet Cadillac, baby. And you tune in to the G-Lution. West Side Wednesday. OG Sunday. We rolling the pimp line. Sweet Cadillac, baby. Yeah. Make sure to tune in. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crackers like a note. How I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crackers like a note. How I live the Mac life. Making money.
This is an OG call. I'm keeping it. OG.
It's G Lou. California Love Part 4. OG Music. With the BBC. It ain't nothing but a G-Thang, baby.
It's a G-Thang. It's a G-Thang. It's a G-Thang, baby. It's a G-Thang.
Baby like Big Snoop in a big body SC Benz is G Lou. California love, the plug we brought two. Hit him with the third, the fourth one is a Jew. Salute to the number one G. With 20 years deep in the game, that's on me. Certified nigga that pull triggers and squeeze. Six shot revolver, 38 degrees. At ease. You are now rocking with the best of the West Coast G. Started with the Ice T's and the Ice Cubes. R.I.P. the Spade and the homie C-Tunes. This is how we move on the West Side, nigga. From LBC back to the Crest Side, nigga. Shout out to the baby, we live and die in L.A. From San Gabriel Valley all the way to the trade. Normandy, Western, Florence, La Brea, Huntington, all the way to Pico Rivera. I'm from the era of the real ones. When niggas really did what they say and wouldn't hesitate to kill some. Still bumping them oldies. Coming down Crenshaw straight through the 40. Made a left on Denker. Swooped on my homie Big Roadblock. Headed back to Central. Listening to instrumentals. Trying to get the head right. Homie for the mental. Change up the tempo and just cruise. You can either play the game to win or just keep on losing. I'm improving the shit. Coming from the city where they moving the bricks. I hope that don't go over your head. But if it do, homie, hope you heard what I said. Living on the edge, still stuck in the feds. And all them hater niggas still wanting me dead. Red light, stop sign, pump your brakes. From now on, nigga, call me G Lou the Great. Make no mistakes, I'm the motherfucking one. OMG, that's how the West Side won. California Love Part 4, this the fourth frame. Two B's with a C, it ain't nothing but a G thing. California Love Part 4, the fourth installment of the California Love Edition, brought to you by G Lou and OG Music. You dig? Assisted by Miss BBC. We about to take a ride, y'all, all the way through the coast. From Crenshaw Boulevard all the way to Whittier, baby. We bringing out the lowriders tonight, broadcasting live from the G Lou Show. OG Sundays, Westside Wednesdays, OG Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You dig? That part. California Love Part 4, baby, let's roll. Yeah. It ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
This is an OG call. Beautiful people, this is Queen Jean. I wanted to say thank you for supporting our show, our YouTube channel, and our podcast, our Westside Wednesdays, our Fabulous Fridays, and of course, our OG Sunday number one rated Fabulous Lowrider OG show. Keep taking that ride with us. Peace and love.
Yay, yay. Welcome to another edition, all new episode of the world famous Westside Wednesdays radio show with me, G Lou. And of course, I got my beautiful, lovely, special co-host, Miss Queen Jean, aka Miss Berkeley. Good evening, Queen. Your Highness. Well, can I say that? That's what King or Queen is with both. Hey.
What's happening? Good evening. You know, like you said in the intro.
I was looking at, hey, Queen, not to cut you off, I was just looking at your channel, your YouTube channel. Just catching, no, I know some old videos on there, but then I was really looking on there. You really like, that is really, I think, your sister. You just don't know it. Miss Judy.
Who?
For real. Miss Judy. Not even all that, but just it's all the way, like, it's all
DNA.
That. I was just looking at you. I was like, wow. Hmm?
Our DNA, you're talking about my whole attitude, my whole vibe, my whole head movements and everything.
Y'all, how y'all look, too. Y'all like favorite all the way around, everything. Phase two. Not,
that's a
not just the, you know, obviously y'all the BB,
yeah.
but the everything, the whole get down. Y'all probably meet each other and be like, wow, we are, like long lost sisters.
Something, huh?
Yeah.
Thank
Brad
you.
Will be
that's
mad.
The
Brad will probably be getting jealous. Brad will be like, hold on a minute.
Or try
well,
to
one
have
of them. Hey, hold on. Can't be two of y'all.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Yeah, my channel, when I get, you know, when I get back home, probably next year, I'm going to really work on my channel and put something to it. I just haven't figured it out yet. Those are just test
you just
runs
come with
and
your,
just having fun.
I think even every day you could just come with your spirit because you have like I say, that's why we always let you, even on the show, go at the end and speak inspiration. You know, you could just get on there every day, start off maybe just talking to the people, giving some good words like you call it words of the day or something with the queen, you know, every day, like a inspirational vitamin or just something for the people every day, you know, start off like that because you have that to give, you know, and people will tune in just for that, you know, and give them some good words every day, a good, you know, something you can give them, you know, like what you do already naturally. I think that will be good for the channel just to start off.
Okay, then I'm going to do that. Thank you for helping me out with that. I'm definitely going to do that. So I already know what I need to do. I just need to do it. So, yeah,
right.
I like that the beginning of the intro. I'm G Lou. Don't get it twisted. Wait a minute. I had it on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, don't get it twisted because this is the amazing G Lou. There's no other. Like I said on the post.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
To tune into our website because your music is so unique. You know, there can never be a duplication of anything that you do. Even if somebody tried to do it, it would be impossible, you know, because your voice is unique and your music is unique and your wordplay is unique. And I also want to give a shout out to BBC because she be having some dope beats as well.
Yeah, she does.
She has a beautiful voice.
She's all the way around. Yeah. She's dope. She is really dope. She is.
Yeah.
Shout out to BBC. Most definitely.
So how are you? How was your day?
I'm okay, Queen. Days, like I just told you before, I'm just still getting used to this. I'm on something different, right? A new schedule, like. So I'm getting used to that.
Yeah.
Some days it's hard, some days, and all the way around, like I'm on a whole new get down. I moved to a different building. We got a couple of, so I'm just doing kind of different thing, and it's just, I'm just getting, you know, it's hard to get used to. But on the flip side, it's cool. Some days are better than others, but I really enjoy, like I said, that Friday, you know, that 3-day thing. So, you know, like last week, and I really got to enjoy. So I'm like looking forward to that one more day. But, you know, it's taking some getting used to. But other than that, I ain't going to complain at all, you know. So day was okay. It was cool. Glad to be here now. This is my highlight of the day right here. So I'm blessed.
Yeah, and then you never know what God is preparing you for by just maybe the start of something that's unknown to you, you know. Sometimes we take things that have changed in our life like, okay, that's just something I got to do. But it's always preparation for the unknown, whatever it goes
on. You're right. It's always preparation.
Yes, never get too comfortable with anything, anything in life like our boy R. Kelly. You know, you just never get too
great segue.
Comfortable.
We're definitely talking about that tonight. Yes.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, but blessings
really
and congratulations to you for your.
Thank you. How was your day? How are you enjoying sunny California? Being
well,
back at home when I was
actually,
home. But home away from
part
home.
Of home away from home, yeah. It was today was a good day. We sat outside, we barbecued, we listened to some oldies, did our little thing. It was a good day. You know, we found out some information. So now it's just time to do some investigation to find out what's really going on. But other than that, it was a solid day. Much better than yesterday and better than the 27th of August and the 13th of September, the 16th of December, and so forth and so forth. So each day, it gets better, you know. And as I said a little while ago, we go through things being prepared for the unknown. You know, it's a sad situation, but even death prepares us for the unknown. You know?
That part.
So
wow.
it was a cool day. Yeah, it does. So death do prepares us for the unknown. We just don't look at it like that. But when you start meditating and really being quiet and let the Most High come and whisper to you and you're listening, you'll pick up on these things. You know, you will pick up on
it.
But you have to put yourself there in order to pick up on it. Other than that, you have missed the mark.
That's so true because we don't know what's, like you said, death prepares us for the unknown because we don't know what's next. We don't know what's next. So like you just said, and we don't know what it, that's, I think about that from time to time too, like what really is next. Cause I know it is something there. It is. We just don't know, and we don't know how it's going to be because we don't know if we're in different spirits, removed, like whatever, you know, just like we're here now.
Yeah,
we've been here before. We just don't know if we reset. You know, it's different how we set this up, like you said. So we always, it's one thing sets us up for the unknown and definitely death. You know, that's deep right there. I didn't even mean to get that, dig more into that, but that's deep. And that's why I'm telling you, that's what we need every day on that channel, Queen. You know what I mean? And we need this talk right here. We need to come talk to the people, Queen. On the Queen, on the Queen Jean channel, and they want to see that. They just want to see, you know, they want to see you too. So they get to see you and get some good, great inspiration. That's a win-win.
Thank you. I'm humble. Truly, I am. Thank you. Yeah, you seen the one with me and Love Bug on there. Love Bug be out there hanging with me.
Yeah,
when
he crashed you. You started off, and I was like, "What is that?" And he crashed you. Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah, he's always
he
in the mix.
Party.
You know, spoke with him on FaceTime today, and he was like, "Are you ever coming back?" And I said, "Yeah,
well,
I'll be
back." Missing you now.
He
started missing
you
now.
Yeah, he's missing me now. Yeah. He was like, "Are you ever coming back?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Okay, Nana, you gotta hurry up." So yeah, he don't know I miss him just as much. So You would think he was my only grandchild, but he's definitely not. He's just the closest one because I'm there with him, you know. So, yeah.
Right,
so thank
right.
you. I'm going to definitely work on that on my channel. So I'm going to definitely work on that. So thank you. I see I got more followers, too. So, like, every day I'm getting new followers. So
yeah,
that's
yeah. See what I'm saying?
Good
so you got to just put some content up there, and they gonna flock. Just
yeah,
keep putting that content
yeah, so.
On, and we're going to promote it. So. You already know. So shout out to Queen Jean. Hey, do you think you guys are gonna get down before you get to leave to Southern Cal, or are you just not really worried about that this trip? Or have y'all,
no, I'm not.
You
yeah,
ain't
I'm
worried
not worried
about that.
Not
drive away down
you know,
there.
No, that's a drive. You know, if you want to see me, it's okay. You can drive this way, but you're absolutely
right.
right. That's like a 5-hour drive. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, yeah. So no, not this trip. I was just telling my cousin, I said, you know, I'm so tired of being in the air, you know, because I've
right,
been moving
right.
a lot, and I'm just tired. I just right. want to get home and just be still. I know when I get home
right.
in November, we're supposed to be driving down your way for a celebration. So
you said in November?
Yeah, around the
yeah,
holidays,
when?
We're supposed to be driving down that way.
Oh,
I know,
no, I thought
Georgia.
You said that's when you're going back home.
No. I'm going to Georgia.
Oh, okay.
We're going to Georgia. We're taking a road
okay.
trip.
Oh, okay. Like, damn, Queen.
The Vet family and I. No.
Okay.
I'll be home.
You know, you said like a month.
Yeah, well, we just found out my oldest sister is going to come down here on the 13th, and she'll be here until the 18th or the 19th, so I'll book my ticket when she gets ready to leave.
Oh, okay.
And so I'll be down here at least until that time, almost 2 months. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. I don't even seem it. It's already been like a month, huh? It don't even seem like it.
Yeah, 27.
Wow.
Well, I got down here the 13th, so yeah. When I leave, it will be a month, not 2 months. It'll be about a month and a half that I've been.
Right.
But it seemed like it's been so much longer because there's so much going on. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to get home and just sit down, be still. You know, I just want to be still.
Right.
That's what I need to do. So anyway. Yeah, but it's been nice out here the last 2 days. Weather's been nice, not too hot. My nieces are in California. The ones that I was visiting in Virginia, they're in California. Mm. My brother doesn't know because they're going to surprise him when they're coming here tomorrow. Those are his daughters.
Oh, okay.
And he don't. Yeah, so they'll be down here tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. They flew in.
And I seen
today
you with your granddaughter.
LA.
So she's out that way, right? She's in the Bay.
Yeah, she's in the Bay. She's like 2 hours from here.
Oh, okay. She ain't that close. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, but she was, you seen the picture, that was at the burial site, which is in Oakland. So she's like 45 minutes from where the burial site was at. Yeah, so she's closer to Oakland than she is Merced or Fresno.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And she's coming down Friday, too, speaking of her, yeah. To see
okay,
me.
That's
yeah.
what's up.
Yeah, so yeah,
Deja.
It's all good.
Was it good seeing her?
Deja.
Did you have a good time?
It was, yes. It was really good seeing her. She said, whenever I can reach out and touch my Nana, it's always a blessing. So, and which it is. But she's going to be moving too sometime in the next year. I think she's going to move back to Vegas for a minute. So,
oh, yeah.
That's why I said you never know. You know, you just never know. You think you know what your day by day is going to be, because of course we get up and we plan, but it's sometimes those curveballs are thrown in there. You better know that it's something
right.
Ahead of those curveballs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
okay.
That,
right.
Yeah.
So I guess that's with, okay. Wow. Okay. yeah. I'm putting it together
yeah.
now. Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, yeah, you're right. You're very right. We're having some good conversation. We'll go to some music. Shout out to everyone out there tuning in to the G-Lu Show West Side Wednesday.
Yes.
The G-Lu Queen Jeans from the West Side with love. And tonight we're going to have some dialogue as well. We get back, we're going to talk about this situation here that you all have heard about. With the homie Kells being found guilty and what that means and what do you guys think about the whole case. We just want to talk a little
bit
about it. So,
with us.
Yes, engage with
yeah.
us. Calling number is 914-803-4001. Excuse me. So we'll talk about that. We come back. give you guys a few minutes to get it together, and we'll be right back. It's G. Lou Queen Jean, Westside, Wednesdays with Love. We'll be right back.
This poem because a couple weeks ago I went down to Watts with my homeboy, and he had some of his friends with him. They was coming whatever to take pictures or whatever, and they was looking like they had never seen black people, you know what I'm saying? And I realized that if you scared of your own people, then you scared of yourself. So I'm encouraging everybody to drive on down, get on the bus, take the train or whatever, down the watch. Peace to Glasses Malone and J-Rock. Yeah, you know. We go.
I thought this was America, people. Yeah. Guilty until proven innocent, huh? That's how we working, huh? Okay. Before me, there was many. After me, there would be none. I am the one. Uh-huh. Okay. I see how we playing. Yeah, I get it down. Anxiously, the public can't wait. Niggas had to have it way before its release date. Jigga get irate, press get it fucked up. Took me 1.8, but I had to get it straight. Get the CD, 12-inch vinyl, get the tape. Jigga give it food for thought, dog. Get a plate, I get it down, get it crunk. When I get in a state of mind, it was mine, it's mine. Nobody get the take. I don't bend, break, fold, scratch. Scroll down my mental Rolodex. See these words, I just don't know. I know stress, drama. Niggas upset, my mama arrested, put in a line. I'm trying to put this in my armor, but I'm a survivor. Plus I'm liver than most, out on bail. Doubt to ride with toast. I ain't trying to collide with folk, but I don't want folk taking chicken for joke. I guess your niggas is woke. Good morning.
No, you can't touch me. You try to charge me, but I'm not guilty. I've got all of my mommy. Tell me what y'all want from me. I'm not guilty.
See how you're coming at me now. I'm cool. not the snitch. I don't go to the cops to get rich. I go to the block and pitch. I go with the Glock and click. I go with the pop. I'm sick. I go with you hard. I ain't gonna stop for shit. Look at my eyes, dog. Right in my pupils. If I'm your rival, why would I have to do you? Fresh try to throw dirt on my name. Disturbing my game. Seemed happy when they heard he was arraigned. Glad he's indicted. Got big money, big lawyers to fight it. Just like Cochran, cocksuckers. You never see me boxed in. Y'all all know it. Jigger's a fighter. Plus I'm claustrophobic. Back on the streets before you know it. I'm a word, niggas. I heard you, niggas. I'ma dress each and every one of you. Cocksuckers, fuck the white press and black lovers. Hip hop forever, B.I.G. is here. This song is Tupac covers.
Above us. You can't touch me. You try to charge me, but I'm not guilty. I got all, all of my mommy.
Tell me what you want.
Tell me what you want from me. Not guilty.
Okay, you're on my radar. I got you too, bitch. Got lame bitches trying to fuck with my case. Same lame bitch I bust in her face. Honey just mad I gotta fucking replace. Plus her birthday passed without me even touching my safe. I ain't gonna lie, the head was sick. But what we need to do is put that mouth on a better bitch. You heard the rhetoric. Jigga hit me over the head with a champagne bottle at the bar. Can he buy me a car? Nah. How do y'all equate your pain? Will it all go away if I bought you a range? I got one or two of those. Nothing gon' change. For nothing else, you gotta live with yourself. Try and line home. Cause I ride on the road in what most would describe as a road. No, that's that continental team. The only car that fit intercontinental
you
me, not guilty.
No, you can't touch me. And you wanna charge me when I'm not guilty.
I got all,
I got all of my mommy. Tell me what you want. Nigga, you can't touch me.
Jigga Kelly,
oh, the Jigga Kelly, not guilty.
I got all my mommy.
And I got all my mommy.
Tell me what you want.
Of testimony from more than 45 witnesses, R. Kelly was found guilty in court on Monday. That's one of R. Kelly's attorneys after a federal jury in Brooklyn handed out the guilty verdict.
To the victims in this case, your voices were heard and justice was finally served.
Real name Robert Sylvester Kelly, the singer faced one count of racketeering, a federal charge that focuses on organized criminal activity and the collective enterprise of individuals carrying out the illegal activity. According to the initial indictment, the enterprise in this case includes Kelly, as well as his managers, bodyguards, drivers, and others. Kelly was also found guilty of 8 violations of the Mann Act, a federal law that prohibits sex trafficking. The charges date back decades and involve 6 complaining witnesses. Since first being indicted by a grand jury in 2019, Kelly has maintained his innocence on all charges.
I have pursued many sexual predators who have committed crimes against women and children. Of all the predators that I have pursued, however, Mr. Kelly is the worst.
Kelly's defense team called 5 witnesses, while federal prosecutors ended up calling 45 witnesses to the stand. One of these witnesses, a former tour manager for Kelly, testified that fake IDs were used to clear way for him to marry a then 15-year-old Aaliyah. Prosecutors said that Kelly wanted to use a marriage to shield himself from criminal charges. Aaliyah was one of eight people who later died in a plane crash in 2001. Another witness told the court that Kelly prevented her from watching the documentary series Surviving R. Kelly, as well as intimidating her into covering for Kelly during his 2019 sit-down with Gayle King.
I'm fighting for my life! Yo, help me with this. I can't help 30 years of my grip.
Robert.
30 years of my grip. Y'all trying to kill me.
Sentencing for Kelly is currently set for May 4th. He's facing potentially decades in prison. Kelly is still facing additional charges in Illinois and Minnesota.
Wow. Okay. Now, I told you we're going to talk about it. I told you we're going to talk about it tonight. So we had the segue, brought you in, let you know what's going on, as you all have heard. So, like I said, let me bring Queen in. We want to talk just a bit about the whole get down. Of course, he was found guilty. What do you think this means for Kel? He's not sentenced yet. Overall, what do you think first about the overall outcome? The verdict and I mean, overall, what do you think?
Well, I just want to touch back on his early life, his childhood life. You know, he was a third of four children with an older sister and brother and a younger brother. His mother was a single parent who took care of him and his siblings. He was molested at an early age. He also had a girlfriend at the age of eight, and he stated that their last play date turned tragic when, after fighting with some other children over a play area by a creek, she was pushed into the water and swept downstream by a fast-moving current.
Oh, wow.
And while she screamed for him, for his help. And then shortly thereafter, her lifeless body was found downstream.
Wow.
Lulu, his first musical inspiration. So I brought that up to say that obviously there's a lot of mental issues. And that's why
we
as people have to not be afraid of getting mental health. I think R. Kelly thought he was helping himself with music, and then he got big. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when you get big, you get too big. You too big where you think you can do this and do that and it's okay. So that was the early part of his life, but it's really a shame that he went from being a hip-hop legend. You know, he won 3 Grammy Awards.
I mean, R&B, period. He was like, he was the king of R&B.
Period.
I know Bobby didn't say that, but Kelly was clearly the king of R&B. That man, I mean, he has over, I mean, not only is this his music, people don't know that he wrote for. He wrote for the biggest artists, Prince. I mean, everyone that you could think of, Celine Dion. I mean, and the man, you know, to have billions of dollars worth of music and now your stuff being a negative, you know, because they obviously probably took all his control and different things of his, but his music is worth billions by itself. But does he own his music? Well, I don't know what they've even done with his, as far as his music and how that works now. So it's just a lot stacked up against him. And, you know, like I'm saying, like Queen is saying, not here to take up for Robert and all that. He's a grown man. And my only thing with him was, and when I say this before, like what Queen said, I want to go back and say that obviously dude obviously had problems, like Queen said, mental and personal and shit that just we don't know, that obviously he hid behind the music because his music was so great. So it enabled him to, like you just said, you know, be behind the music because the music spoke, but that didn't cover up probably his issues and what he had going on behind the scenes. That was probably going on forever that people just overlooked, or even people close to him is really the ones that should have been on top of this and seeking the help and doing the things. But you know, we're probably, I don't know, scared of just, yes, I don't know. You know how that goes when you're dealing with a star. But regardless, like you said, I think things need to be done for people to have help to deal with their issues, opposed to when it's found out. And that's like with different people too, like people on drug, like people who really have a drug problem, but probably get arrested a lot, so now they get a lot of time or prison time when they probably need some type of help or rehab or you know what I mean. But that's just how the system does, you know, for people. So I just say all that to say, you know, like Queen said, it's deeper issues going on here that probably never get addressed. Yeah.
Yeah, never get and addressed. Then, so young.
And then it comes to this where, really, like I said, not to take up for Kells at all. You know, a lot of shit he did was just, you know, he should just know better not to do it. I just don't think, I do think a lot of the charges were trumped up. They made extra stuff, like some of the stuff they charged him with was stuff he would charge with pimps, you know, and stuff like that. But I know they used that to make the rate higher for them to get the conviction. When you give somebody 100 different charges, it's easier for you to get a conviction and then paint that picture. When a lot of the stuff was more trumped up, you know, at the end of the day, I'm sure he didn't force anybody to do anything to anybody. People were there, and like I said, a lot of more people are to blame, like parents and people who overlooked situations that they probably should have stepped in on, you know. So it's a lot of more people to blame, but again, not to take up for a dude at all, you know, at all, you know. So I don't know. It's just something we want to touch on and speak on. You know, and I know Queen had a take on it. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, you know, when you just speaking of, you know, there were a lot of people that was part of this whole thing, but they put him as like he was the pimp of it all. He orchestrated it all, so that's one of the charges. But look at all these other people that was involved. And I came up with this when I was thinking earlier. I said, money is the root of all evil. Evil
right.
enough. To turn on you. You see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? With him,
right.
was, you know, they were evil enough to turn on him. You know, that's the money
right.
was great when he was able to keep producing and producing and producing. But when the shit got tough
right.
like it did, that they turned on him. You know, they turned on him.
Yeah.
They were like canaries, parakeets. They got diarrhea of the mouth. They just, you know, they just putting the spill out there. There was no more... You meant nothing to them anymore, and that's what happens in the game. You know, when you're dealing, you got too many people in it. My father used to always tell us, if you're gonna do something, do it by yourself, no matter what it is, because you're not gonna tell your damn
for sure.
self. You
that's
know, my dad
say.
Always
say
that taught
too,
us
too,
that.
For,
Yeah. You
that's
know,
something I wish I'd have known younger, but. Now I always say that. If I do anything, I'm just by myself. I don't need nobody, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody telling nothing, you know.
Right. Yeah, he
That's
invented that
true.
In us when we were children, you know, because my dad was in them streets, you know.
Right.
And, yeah, he never got caught up with anything. But, yeah, it's just sad that he went from, you know, singer, songwriter, producer, like you said, remixed plenty of songs and albums for many artists. He was nominated for a Grammy Award for writing Michael Jackson's song, You Are Not Alone. And, you know, and just from, like I said earlier, he sold over 75 million records worldwide, making him the most successful R&B male artist of the 1990s. Billboard magazine, you know, considered him, and he just had so many amazing accolades, and then just this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this
right.
is just, it for me, it's sad. I understand a whole lot. And like you said, we're not taking up for him. It's just our opinion. And being railroaded on so many other charges, you know. And then when you see his face in there, well, when I seen him in court, this last time, he didn't look frightened like he did the first time. You know what I'm saying? Because when he first went in, he just looked like a little scared puppy who would be in the corner with their tail tucked in, like, they gonna get my ass. That's how he looked. But now he's been in there for as long as he's been in there.
Yeah, he looked a little
so
more comfortable.
Probably,
like, he's content or whatever.
Relaxed.
Like, he's comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know that shit messed him up when he heard that verdict. But I'm sure he was prepared. Like,
oh,
I know he was probably, his lawyer prepared him. Look, they're going to, just didn't know what they were going to convict him on. But I'm sure they kind of prepared him. Look, it may not look good, you know. But To convict
them
on all
R.
counts,
Kelly's
though.
Out there. Yeah.
To convict them on all
you know,
counts. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is not
accounts.
Just with R. Kelly. Like you said, this is a problem, period. Yeah, and it's for that R. Kelly right now is 10 more and 10 more way worse so than whatever
yeah.
they're saying that is. It's just that he is R. Kelly, you know, and that is the truth.
And
it's not the take up for Robert. I just wish, you know, but then again, like I said, it's the team around. You got to have people around you that can really be there for you, tell you when, you know, you, yes or no, you know, tell you shit you need to really hear and be there, can you know, not just yes, man. Because with all the stuff going on previous to him, they casing him up, you know, it was getting kind of hectic with all these, you know, like he shouldn't have been doing these interviews and then these people coming up with the documentaries. They should have told him to, you know, just shut it all down, you know, get rid of people, you know, get that shit in order, you know.
Yeah.
Because it made it for them to come for him when they wanted to because they were building it up and he was just, like, oblivious to it. So that happened. And for him to get off the first time, I just thought, you know, man, damn, you know, just whatever. Just.
But see, that was
just,
it.
You know, because
getting
he got off
the first time, he started slipping. You know, he started slipping into darkness. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got darker and darker for him. As much as it was in the light for him, the light that he seen as it was going
right.
on. You understand what I'm saying? It was lit up for him. He seen nothing but light. Ooh. But actually,
right.
he was slipping into darkness. Without even knowing, he was slipping deeper into darkness and doing more and more and more and more, you know. But to him, it was lit up, you know. And
right.
these young ladies and their, like you said, their parents, like, how can you even, you know, let this
right.
happen? I mean, you even had grown women that was just doing stuff, but, you know, when it's all good, it's all good.
It's all good, exactly.
Yeah, and when it's Period. Like your daughters may not have been getting their way with one certain thing, so now we want to go tell our parents, and it's just crazy. I mean, I would have never let any of my daughters go to a R. Kelly concert at the age of 13 and tell you, hey, my child can sing or my child have this talent and that talent, and you're allowing your child as an adult. And you're saying this kind of music,
because
that
be
the
parents
singing.
Want
to right.
try to, they got their own, you know, what, like you said,
agendas
or whatever. Okay, this could, you know, turn into something, so they don't even look at the fact, like you said, as their child or what. I don't know what they're thinking. Like you said, that's crazy.
It's like, girl, my daughter went to the R. Kelly show, and he invited her backstage, and we
R.
was
Kelly,
back there.
Look, and R. Kelly is a fool. I ain't going to,
yeah,
because his concerts are like, I ain't going to lie to you. I've seen R. Kelly concert maybe twice, but the first time I did, it was
porn.
Like, yeah, I ain't even going to lie. That's okay, Queen. I was like, what the hell? This was, and he was hot. This was like 90, this is the first time I came to Atlanta. I came in the summer with my cousin and shit. And that was the summer of the Olympics, so it was a lot going on, and they had, like, shows and all this stuff and concerts, and one day they had a concert, and R. Kelly was performing. We were like, man, that's Kelly, you know, so we're going to go check it out. He hot as it, you know, R. Kelly, this, I believe I could fly at this time, all that. He's hot. He did his show, you know, he doing all his songs, and this motherfucker at the end, he just up there doing his thing. You know, he's doing one of them songs.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. And, you know, he's taking his shirt off and all this. And then by the end of the song, he pulled down his pants, like, you know how they do. They get into it. He pulled his pants down, though, like, for the ladies. And they screaming. But I'm just like, hold on, bro. You know, it was like a... Because it was like a public, it was like a concert
like
in the park type shit, but it was big.
Yeah,
I'm just
like
what?
All women show. He
had on like some Speedos, you know how they used to wear them. The old,
yeah,
he had like the little
that knot.
I said, oh my god, hold on, I was not ready for that.
Yeah, he had to give them the visual with the song. You know what I'm saying?
He's
that's what he was doing, giving the visual with the song. So it is. It's like. I mean, you know, it's one thing we can't take from him, though. He's a great artist. His music is just
dope. Oh, yeah,
he's
king R&B.
You know.
He's king R&B as 90s on up. He the king in R&B. That's what I was going to ask you next, Queen. What happens now with the music, though? Because you see they've already low-key blackballed him from radio, you know, but he has so much music, not only his, other people that he wrote, affiliated, produced. It's like so much. What happens now with the music?
You know, that's I don't know, because his music is still out there. You can still get it on Spotify.
Yeah, you can stream it.
Or,
yeah.
After you can right. still stream it. So now after he's been found guilty, we just have to wait and see, you know, what's going to happen with it. Because they did stop it for a minute when all this stuff first
right.
popped off. They had stopped it, but then they just like, okay, you know, but if it continues
on. But the question
on,
is now, who is in control of his music? Because, okay, now it popped up all of a sudden, but they're saying R. Kelly is in the negative. And then I'm sure he's going to have to pay. They're going to trump him up to where either way they get his money. I'm sure he has a gang of fines and all this. But they were saying his network was in the negative, $2 million.
And
he has all this music out here, yes. And all this, his music is worth billions. So obviously he's not in control of his music right now. And they were even saying that before, that something he didn't have was publishing. I don't know what the case is. But R. Kelly literally has billions of dollars of music out there. So what happens
yeah,
with the music?
Yeah, he got that amount of music, but it's not making billions of money. And you know what?
Right.
You know, what I'm getting ready to say is kind of like maybe all of that, if you don't have it already streamed or have your own personal R. Kelly music, but maybe all of that needs to just go away. You know, all of that just needs to go away. Hopefully R. Kelly can find Robert Sylvester
right.
Kelly while he's incarcerated. Hopefully he can, you know, get the help while he's in the institution and find himself and rebirth himself. Because that's what I was saying. You never, you know, like with this.
You ain't got no time. You ain't got no time.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing but time, you know. And who knows what can happen from that. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You don't know, you know, unless you give it a shot. But as far as his music, I don't know. It might just be gone with him, you know, because who do have control of it? He don't have nobody. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Because
he don't
I'm
have
saying.
Nobody. He don't have nobody. He don't have nobody
he don't,
on
he
his
don't.
Team.
And that's a critical thing you just said, that his music, because it was down as far as streaming and all that, but now it's back up. So, well, okay, why is it back up and who has control? So obviously somebody has to have, you know what I mean? So what is going on with that?
It might make more money now. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's going to make money regardless. Just because it's being verdict, people get whatever, it's going to be a lot of hate. But trust me, since that verdict and since this has been going on, if his music was available, his streams were definitely up. I guarantee that, because there's a lot of people, and I see it out there, that is pro R. Kelly. Like, you know, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, whoop, whoop. And so they're going to play his music if it's available. So trust me, his streams have went up if the music is available now, which it is. But my thing is, who is in control of it? That's the weird part about that.
Yeah,
and regardless if it's low now, but eventually it's still all that music he has. Well, you know how people eventually it'll come back up. You know, we don't ever know what happened years down the line. Radio might eventually bring it back because it's not being played on radio. So we don't know what'll happen, but either way, it's there. That's like property. You have music like that he has, just like property. You may have this old property over here that nobody's buying right now for maybe 10, 15, 20 years, but eventually somebody gonna get it, you know. You know what I mean. So you're sitting on, you're just sitting on it, and that's what he has, property with all that music.
Yeah. Well, we just have to wait and see what's gonna happen. You know, with that, he do have children, and I don't know about that ex-wife.
Yeah.
You know, maybe since he's been incarcerated, maybe him and his children have gotten closer and have had some type of conversation about everything. You know, maybe those are the closest ones who have talked to him about what are you going to do now or what do you have, you know. But
right.
you definitely can't trust anyone else. I mean, if that was me, not if I was him, because if I was him, I would be doing just what he's doing. But if it was myself, it would just be a whole different ballgame. I wouldn't even have a circle of people in my life that's on the outside.
Right.
I would be very right. leery of people who was once a part of my square to even be a part of it anymore. I would, you know, you just would have to go. There's no corners. There's no, you know, there's just no more square, and it's not even a half a circle. Because sometimes you got to shut it all. You have to shut it all down. You have to sit down and reevaluate everything. You know, you have to sit down and reevaluate everything that you've been through. You know, you try to control something that you can't control. That's why I was saying get the help. It's okay to get the help, because when you keep trying to get it, it gets out of control, and then now you're controlled by your own weakness, totally controlled.
Right, right.
And you can't even get yourself, you don't even have enough strength to bring yourself back up, because you don't see it as a weakness. You see it as powerful, but it's actually a weakness, and that weakness has got you to being where you are and getting these convictions like that, which is, you know, child pornography, like, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's a hell of a jacket to have on you, child pornography.
That's a
hard of
a jacket. Now, you know, that's the worst jacket you can have, that, because, you know, now you're on that list, you know. You on that list right there. So that's the worst one to have, you know what I'm saying? So, man, it's all
bad. But like
bad,
I was saying earlier, he's been through so much and as a child. You know, and the issues were there. And, you know, just like when he, that skit that you played when he was being interviewed by Gail King, that was behavior right there. He just played some serious mental behavior right there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if his team or anybody cared about him enough, they would have been like,
that's what I was saying. That's what I said when I said in interviews, he shouldn't even been doing. You know, I know he had to kind of speak up for himself, but at that point it didn't really matter. I don't think he needed to be doing that, because you see what happened, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Again, that team, was, you know, because that shouldn't even happen, because they didn't get anything out of that interview. The whole interview was made to make him look, you know, crazy,
as
and that's
bad
what
as
they
yeah.
pretty much succeeded with it, you know. So you know, so he shouldn't even been doing those interviews, but that's another story. We're speaking about it tonight, people. We're having dialogue and conversation, a little something different, but we want to speak about these recent activities and events that just took place with Mr. Robert Sylvester Kelly, a.k.a. R. Kelly, who was just convicted on all counts of sexual, I don't even know what to call it. And then come to find out, that is just part of it. He's still charged with other, that was just for New York, I don't know, and that was federal, but obviously he has other charges in Chicago. So it's not only this is that he has to be sentenced for, but he still has other charges awaiting. So it just really seems like he is really literally getting railroaded. However you feel for R. Kelly, you know, say a prayer for the man, you know what I mean? Whether it's even if you don't like it, just for him to get help, you know, or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And for him to have peace while he's in there. He didn't kill nobody, you know what I'm saying? For him to have peace while he's in there.
But that's how he can treat it, like he killed somebody. So, man, that's a tough pill to swallow, man, to go from being Robert Kelly to last year and a half to deal with what he dealt with. And now the fate of being guilty, now you got to wait to May. So now you're even more, I mean, I guess you're content, you know, I'm guilty, I'm going to be here. But now just to wait to May to see what they even say. You know, that got to rest on you every day. You got to sit down for 6-7 more months just to think about what they're going to do to me when I go to court again. You know, so
because
that's a lot.
It says Chicago, Illinois, and Minnesota. He has been charged by criminal courts. Yeah, in those places.
Different states.
In New York, but yeah, different states repeatedly deny 21 counts of child pornography. You know, it's just, it's, you know, he went from being R. Kelly to being a criminal, a sex offender, a child molester.
That's, like
you
I
know,
said, that's a bad one to have.
Because
now when they put you in there,
terrible.
you got that on your jacket. And it's going to be people, and I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, working earlier, guy, how it's going to be for him when he's there. And I'm sure you have a lot of people that are probably split down the middle with people locked up and people in the prison that probably feel the same way. Maybe he's railroaded. Then you can have others that just say, fuck him. But you can have others that probably do sympathize and think. But being that how prison and politics work, the cold part about it is going to be that whether people agree or split down the middle will feel a certain way or not, they're going to be prevented, unless they really go against the grain, to even deal with him or fuck with him just because of that thing on his jacket, how politics work. People can't even fuck with him even if they may want to. You know what I mean? So it's just going to be a little, different for him dealing with this, when he has to go to prison, or even where they may place him. Because, people with those jackets, they're put on special yards and stuff anyway. So we don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
When you have that jacket, you're going to be put in special. You're not going to just be in a regular population. Because, that's the worst jacket to have. So even if people don't agree or agree with him or sympathize with him, they can't fuck with him, just because our politics work. I don't know. But
kidnapping, bribery, sex trafficking.
Yeah.
It's just so much in violation of the Mann Act, which I'm not.
Yeah, the man. They said the Mann Act. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Mean? They said the Mann Act.
Yeah. The Mann
Violation
Act.
Of the Mann Act.
I've never heard of that. I'm gonna.
Me neither. I was a new one.
That is.
I was like the Mann Act. They was just breaking up new shit. That's what I'm saying. They trumped up the charges so hard, so to make it just look so bad. When it's really probably one thing or two things, they put the extras on it with the man charge, the pimping shit, going state over state borders. That's like really what they charge pimps with. He got charged with that type of shit.
Oh my god.
They really. Yeah. They really put it on them all the way.
It's saying that Mann Act, Wikipedia, okay, it says the White Slave Trafficking Act, also called the Mann Act, is a United States federal law passed June 25, but that was in 1910. If anybody knows what
for
2020.
They say that's what they charged the black dude way back in the day that was dealing with white women. That was a way to convict him. Jack, one of those sports dudes, a boxer, somebody that was big, black guy, and that was a law they made to stop that because he had a lot of white girls and stuff and take them with them on the road or whatever, and they made that law from what I'm told.
Yeah, if
so I don't know. He's an entertainer. He goes from state to state on tour.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Unforgivable. The Mann Act, Unforgivable Blackness, The Rise and Fall. That got to be something else. But
Wikipedia is going to put some extras on it. But, man, Kells, man.
Yeah, if anybody knows anything about the Mann Act, or if you can get further information, call us up, engage with us, let us know about it. Because this is something I never heard of. The Mann Act. Like, okay.
The Mann Act.
The Mann Code. what was some of his names he went by? The Pied Piper and
The Pied Piper. And he had a few names. He was a fool with it.
And that's just it. I know I was asked, did you ever see the tape? I never seen the tape. so I guess that's why he was called the Pied Piper. I don't know.
Oh my god.
So I never seen the tape, so I don't know. But maybe that'll surface again too. But you guys call in, engage with us. Let us know your thoughts on this R. Kelly whole situation.
Okay, we got a caller. We got to call her, Queen. Let me see.
Okay.
Caller, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. I believe.
Okay, there you go. Hello? Good evening, sir. Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. From what I can recall, the Mann Act was for Jack Johnson. He was a heavyweight prize fighter. And he had a big fight with Sonny Liston. And they was mad because he was dealing with a white girl. Back then, that was like unheard of. Couldn't call him a boy in his face because he'd knock you out. And he was a heavyweight champion of the world. So that's kind of how they did that. But R. Kelly is just in a long list. What y'all probably don't realize is Chuck Berry was the same way. is R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. You never even talk about that. You never hear anybody mm-hmm. talk about that, though. So.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. There's a lot of, you know, as you said, some of them just didn't, it was not talked about, like you just said. There is a whole lot of them out there. But Robert just got himself, he got to, like I was saying earlier, he just slipped into darkness and didn't even realize how deeply he was slipping into darkness. It was just all control, fun and games, and, you know, were they down for it, Central, and the parents is down for it, and, you know, so I guess he feel like, well, how am I doing anything wrong, you know, like.
That's what I think he really just thought. He was really to a point like, what, I ain't doing nothing wrong, because that's what I think. During the end, he should have shut it all down, but he just probably was, like you said, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't know.
He was like Epstein. He was like Epstein. Epstein had got away with it for so many years till he just thought it was cool. But when you had them girls, you take a girl on a tour bus from California to Nevada, that's a
state line.
Yeah,
yep.
And
that's
where
the kidnapping comes in at then.
Exactly.
So that's,
I know,
like
that
for pimps, though, right, Tweet? They got him on some pimp shit, but he's an artist, so he tours, though. He has to go from state to state.
I know, but if you're trafficking a minor, you're in violation of a federal statute. I know that happened to a guy, had a white girl in Oregon, and ended up going to prison in Oregon. When the police came, the white girl told everything. You know, and couldn't get out of it. So you can't be taking them to other states and think you're going to be all good with it. Even if their parents gave you consent. But so it's really the parents as well, too. You know, they played a part in it. They basically sold their daughters to it.
Pretty much. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of more people need to be held accountable.
All he had to do was pay a few monthly rent payments for their mama. You know, get her a little chain or something, and she was cool. You know, they was all cool with it.
Yeah.
But I did see the sex tape. The sex tape right there, I really thought that he was done back then.
That's what I said. He got off back then, Tweet. He got off. That's what I'm saying. He got too comfortable. If you got off on that last one, you should not be fucking around, man.
But who
would have
thought he had a mansion in Atlanta? And they all in the room, and he got in a pen and buckets and shit, and they got to call him daddy and can't look at him. Buddy, you got to look at him. He's from Chicago, you know. He's from the pimping capital of the world. He probably knows Don Juan. So, did everything that a real pimp would do. And he didn't even have to. That's the funny part. He didn't have to do him. Like that.
He didn't have to do none of that.
No,
because he's R. Kelly.
But he embarrassed himself in that interview, considering he knew he was lying. Now he appears getting all loud.
That's why I say his people should not have allowed that interview. He should have not been doing it. That's like being put on the stand. You should have not done an interview.
Yeah.
That whole interview was built to make you look crazy, and that's what they did.
To get you good temper. Yeah. He was a tad bit too animated, and it looked fake. Like they were just trying to ruin him. He didn't do nothing, and he knew damn well he did a whole lot of something.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, when people think that they ain't doing nothing wrong, they gonna swear up and down they was all right, and that's why I say you get into this.
That's what the problem
is.
It
controls your mind where you so I'm right, ain't nothing wrong with, and that's what predators do. That's what molesters do. They feel like they're not doing nothing wrong, and they become repeated offenders. They just do it and they do it and they keep doing it, and you know, at some point in time you got to know that this shit is wrong. So why do you keep doing it? But that's when you're slipping into darkness. Your mind is just weak. You're being controlled by weakness. And you think you have power. Your power was a weak power. But at that time, you thought it was powerful because you was just doing this stuff, and it kept going on and on and on. And
almost 2 years.
Boom.
And I get
as far as the money, though, as far as the money, I believe that a few months back, I remember he was trying to sell some of his publishing, and nobody wanted to really touch it. So for him to be in the black, It's like, I mean, in the red, it's like, I don't know if
because
the,
they stopped all his music and blackballed him, but I don't think he had ownership. There's no way Tweet, like I was just saying, regardless how he, even if his shit's been on halt for a year, 2 years now, pandemic or not, that man has billions of dollars of music out there. Tweet, come on, man! Not only his stuff, but other stuff he wrote for people, and I mean, it's a lot of like I said, property out there, and he's definitely on the black card right now. But how about before that? It should be millions of dollars already assessed, but he's in the black.
Yeah, that's true. But as far as the streams go, that's already pennies on a dollar, and for all of the hype that's behind him, it ain't like people is, you know, going on Spotify just to listen to R. Kelly shit because they already got it.
Right.
You feel me? So I don't really see daily streams generating no bread. The radio ain't going to touch him. So I think the value of all of the songs still has to be worth something, you know, but I can't even see one of them being used for a commercial right about now.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like.
And that's very true. But Tweet, look at this. Like I was telling Queen earlier, that is very true because he is blackballed. He's not being played on radio. That has a lot to do with how your money's going to be made. True. But we know he's going to be gone for a long time. You know how this world works as time goes on. You know, it may be come out later that he's forgiven. He do a couple interviews and he's changed, man, apologized. So now the music comes back. The music is like property. When you have so much of it like he has, you know, amidst of the sexual stuff, and a lot of it is sexual. I don't know how that's going to play out now. But he has a lot of other stuff. I Believe I Can Fly and, all this other stuff that is real major. You think over time, like I said, like property, it will come back, though.
Perhaps, but I think he exhausted most of his income trying to fight these cases. And remember when they first jumped on him, he wasn't getting no shows. But his overhead was still out of this world. The man had mansions everywhere, you know. So I believe he spent a lot of money. Then when the cases came, the lawyers walked away with a lot of money. I believe he probably actually could be broke. He actually could be broke.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely broke right now.
He can't even
sign. Because he locked up. So who do you got to protect your money or that you trust? He's definitely broke right now. But I'm just saying he's broke in the sense, that literal sense, but you're still worth a lot, though. So how does that work? Who, you know what I mean? You are still worth something. Like in the physical, you don't have no money, but it's like you're worth something. You know that? You know what I mean? Like stocks and bonds, you still worth something though.
There was no wallet.
But they'll probably offer you pennies on a dollar. You know, if that's even if they want to touch it to set it up for years, it might be pennies on a dollar. I mean, hey man, at least OJ was able to go and sign footballs and little shows to generate money. R. Kelly can't sign autograph records in prison.
But that's true.
He said, nah, man, it's a wrap. Pennies on the dollar like a pawn shop. Pennies on the dollar, man.
Exactly. And then they're going to say, well, I really don't want to fuck with it, but because I like you, man, I'm going to give you $500, man, for that $13,000 rope chain. You know, and if you broke, a lot of motherfuckers to take it.
Damn.
Like a penny with a hole in it.
Yeah, like that. Oh, my
Sometimes
God.
Sometimes everything got to go. Sometimes everything got to go, man.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Sometimes it do. Everything just got to go. You just, you know, you don't have no more control over anything. Nothing.
Yeah, he doesn't. He don't have control over nothing right now. And he locked up, locked away.
I bet you the house in Atlanta, I bet you that the big mansion in Atlanta where all the girls was, I bet you that sold for premium dollar. Somebody bought that just to say that I got R. Kelly
out.
They
have the dungeon. They want to keep the dungeon.
Exactly.
They want to keep the dungeon. Crazy.
Yeah, they probably went there with blue lights and shit, looking at the walls.
Yeah,
there's
some freaky motherfuckers out there.
That's
some probably way more freakier than motherfuckers than R. Kelly out there right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Trust that.
Right.
Crazy.
Wow.
Man, and that's what it is. Keep a prayer for Kels, man.
Well, thank you, Sweetie, for letting us know about the Mann Act, because I definitely didn't know what that was.
Yeah. Man, they got so many that will say, oh, to keep a black man back. Man, it's like, man, it's just so crazy. We couldn't even buy property even if we had the money back in the, and
wow.
This was like in the 40s. They would not sell to Negroes before we was African Americans, even if we had the money to afford it. It took us a while to be able to buy a house. So they dogged us, man. They just put up roadblocks every step of the way. You get out of line, we come with a law against your ass.
Still doing it now.
Exactly.
Still doing it now, you know. It's just, like you said, it's more people out here wealthier and doing their stuff, but still blinded to the fact that this shit can happen to you just like it happened to Kel, like it happened to Mike, like it happened to so many more people, whether how you feel about it or not. You know, they could take you from up here to down here and just like that. You know what I mean? So you got
to
stay awake.
It happened to Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Tupac.
Just like that.
If they want you, they can get you, man.
Suge Knight.
Yeah, they want to weaken you. Yeah.
Hey, man, all of them, man. One way or another, they going to break you down. And if not, they break you down so much stressfully that we losing so many. We lost Prince. We lost Mike because they were broken down mentally. Like, they can't take it no more.
Uh-huh.
Now they doing these heavy-ass drugs,
uh-huh.
like, you know, rich drugs, not street drugs, but the shit like that. And you know, and they taken out of here. You know, so many.
So
and they rich. You think they got everything they want, but they but mentally and personally and when they're by themselves, they're a wreck.
They're having a battlefield in their mind. Their mind is just they tweaking. That's what they're doing. They tweaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tweaking when they're in their own dark.
When they get by themselves.
When everything. Yeah, they're tweaking.
Yeah.
So they just inhale, they inhale, they keep that shit in. This is bad. You should never think that your name is that big that you can just go around and do whatever it is that you please to do. But
but that's how it gets with some of these people.
They
get so like that, and then all the people they got around them, yes, man, and yeah. So they almost, it's almost impossible to not feel that way when everywhere you go, everything they treat you, you just literally feel like God. Some of these are real, real big people, you know. And then, like you said, if they already got their other own issues personally and mentally, how that clashes and mixes together is not good.
Yeah. Go back to the chessboard and start playing all over again. Make some moves.
I imagine how it's going to affect his children, though, because he has
daughters. He got daughters. He don't have no sons. He got
daughters.
Yeah, but the point is it's going to affect them, too. They might be shunned upon, you know, if they want to go into showbiz. But even if they want to be regular squares, you know, they might not get a job because your daddy, the stigma behind your daddy. You know, we don't want that press coming to our office facility. Anything could happen.
You know, they've already been going through it through school and all that. As youngsters, and I don't know how old they are now, but I'm sure they went through that even, you know, when kids can be the worst. So they probably been already going through that as kids. You know?
Yeah, when everything first started.
Yeah.
Well, his wife is living her best life. She opened up a dance studio and she's just moving on down the road with it, you know. She ain't stressed.
And she knew half of this shit that was going on, too. She probably played a big part in it herself, my opinion. Allegedly, I'm just going to be
They were married for 13 years, so she's been around.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't think she anticipates. I think she just said, shut up and just give me a credit card. I'm going to go to the mall. You know, had a bit
she turned her.
Before I come back.
She turned her eye to it.
Yeah, she ain't mad. What bitch gonna leave a nigga that got $50 million? It's some, but you know,
not even a crazy bitch.
Yeah,
oops, I just say that.
And even if she wasn't crazy, everybody else going to tell her, you crazy to leave that nigga. He got $50 million. All you got to do is go just get his credit card and go to the mall. Whenever he cheat on you, just go to the mall. You'd be all right, girl.
Right, right.
They say he do have a son. He got a son, Robert Kelly Jr.
Oh, he got a son?
And I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He has three children, Jay Kelly, Robert Kelly Jr., and Joanne Kelly.
I think the one he's married to got all daughters, though. I've heard her say that. But I didn't even know he had a son, but I know she got all daughters. She said that. But his son is probably obviously older or probably before them. I didn't know he had a son.
Yeah.
He probably got kids all over the country. I wonder how many do he have. If DMX had 11,
sure.
I mean, come on. He might be up there. Yeah. You never know.
Well, they ain't going to come out now to let it be known. They ain't going to let it be known that they got kids with R.
Right,
Kelly.
Keep
that's his down. Part.
Damn.
Yeah. On his
shout
own down low.
Shout out to Kells, man. However you feel, keep him in prayer. You know, pray for his mental health and you know,
that's what it is.
Better.
Yeah. He should just try to get that while he's in there. He should really just, like I said, rebirth himself, you know. Get to know who you really can be as a person and not R. Kelly.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Mental health is one of the best things you can do for yourself, because it doesn't mean that you're 918 or 5150. It just means that I need to go talk to somebody, because everything doesn't come from something crazy for mental health. It's just, it's many levels to that, you know. But people hear the word mental health and they think that they just 5150. Like, oh, they don't look at me. That's not what it is. Because I did it myself, and it was one of the best gifts that I could have given to myself. It gave me a lot of understanding about self and life, you know. And people, that's why I don't even have a circle, you know. Because when you get the understanding of it, you learn how to deal. So, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Well, keep Kells in your prayers, people. Thank you for the dialogue and everyone. Anybody else wants to tune in or speak on it, 914-803-4001. Shout out to Miss Queen Jean and the homie Tweed Cadillac. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, 93.2 FM ISM. The After Six Cruise Mix that goes down at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Tweed Cadillac is there. I'm there with him. So tune in. With that being said, we'll be right back. It's West Side Wednesdays, the G-Lu Show, G-Lu Queen G. Let's work it out.
You really don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
John, can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Hey, man, you're my flesh and blood. You're making me make a decision I don't want to make, John. You're my brother, man. Can't you understand that?
Hey, look, being brothers ain't got nothing to do with it, man. I mean, I got a right to live my life the way I want to live it. I mean, being rich and black means something, man. Don't you know that? Being poor and black don't mean shit. We're living in different times. When you and I were young kids, I mean, there were no heroes. We got all sorts of heroes now. But there are kids out there who look up to me, man.
Man, can't you see? That's just teaching black kids to exploit their own kind. And that's sick.
Well, it's not sick, man. It's sick when you got a chance to get out of a rat-infested ghetto and you don't.
Oh, wow, then you've really lost your love for the brothers altogether then, haven't you?
I mean, don't be dropping that brotherly love shit on me, man. I mean, for 5 years I sat up in that place and you never visited me one time, man. You didn't bring me a dime, you didn't write me a letter.
Well, that's because I figured you wanted something better than dimes and letters and visits. So I tried to create some kind of organization that you can use to fight the system that's been fucking with you. You too goddamn brainwashed to use it.
I just wanted to see you, man. That's all.
Yeah, it's the memoirs of a man. The celebration of life. No matter what physical state your body in, you alive. Enjoy, live it, feel it, taste it. Breathe it in. No one's immortal. Don't think about your expiration date, your fate, celebrate. Been there, done that. Can't tell me a goddamn thing about rap. See, my mama always stressed I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. I think I smoke too much. Consider Newports cost $6. I wonder if I blew out a lung. How my name's Tweed, I be choking off weed. Tell me, how the hell I catch pneumonia when I grew up in sunny California? Man, what the hell am I thinking? Got 25 years plus drinking. From the 8-ball, boom form, night train, silver satin, Kool-Aid, everything in between. Gotta have a toe back brain. Sipping cocaine back in the day, watch the Soul Train. And my heart's still ticking, even though I can't quit eating fried chicken. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Man, Sweet Cadillac, you take me back to when I was in Frisco, man. Two cats come in with choppers, waving them around, telling them things was gonna get ugly. And they didn't find out where it was at. So glad they got it. I'm so glad to be alive.
Living life from a jail cell, hoping I can read a little junk mail. On earth, living hell. Oh well, oh well. I like steak, red meat bad. My arteries straight, clogged up from the fat. Now the water off the faucet ain't good.
God damn.
Ain't nothing pure in the hood. It's a downright shame, cause ain't a goddamn thing finna change. Who said life is a beach? Ask a wino living on the street. I never thought about suicide. That's a punk way out where to die. Man, life ain't cursed. You could be up in a hearse getting driven to a church. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Even though I was flying down the freeway, you know, going 100 miles an hour. Passed out behind the wheel, carbon dioxide, missed oncoming traffic. Hit a building, lay in a coma for 17 days. But know what? Glad to be alive.
Have you ever heard a bully ghost theme? Pass your head at the age of 14. Why did it burn when I peed? I didn't know why it caused VD. I think about the cats that we rat packed, and it wasn't even over no crack sack. All of them came back strapped. I could've straight got laid out flat. Living life as a hustler, raised to be a hustler. Living in LA was a motherfucker. Harlem, California is a game. We all had to claim, everybody banged. Been stabbed, put up in a chokehold. They say I blacked out, beat up by the popo. Live life to the fullest, cause you can't outrun no bullet. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Yeah, man, this small's major, man. Just remembering those that's gone, man. My close-death experience, man. Me and the homie standing on the corner. The mother side of niggas come through and start shooting shots.
Guess who back in the building, stacking the millions. Y'all wanted me to rap, I'm bringing back that feeling. Bridge the gap between mumble rap and these killers. Bridge the gap between smokers and lean sippers. These niggas make records to please niggas. I make records every second to shelter and feed niggas. What is hip-hop these days? Jealousy and greed, niggas. Champagne bottles and IG models that tease niggas. I smoke weed to keep my mind at ease, niggas. Dr. Dre planted this chronic seed, niggas. Y'all don't want no smoke with me, nigga. LA is a hot box, it's hard to breathe in it. Got hives all over my city with bees in it. No traffic, they'll swarm to the club in 3 minutes. And if they late, I bob and weave, niggas. Always whipping niggas' ass, feel like I'm in Creed, niggas. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. Puff, puff, pack. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. Puff, puff, pack. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. Better pass on it. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. Y'all better off trying to smoke with me.
They don't want no smoke with me. They don't want no smoke with me, my darling. They don't want no smoke.
My lesson, man. Hip-hop will take your heart no matter the type of vest you in.
but I was vested in my legacy. And at the end, I could get shot like Pac, and I felt like I was his next of kin. Had to kick the door down, since niggas ain't wanna let me in. Tell him it's game, but these hoes call me ESPN. Took Nipsey and Kendrick on tour, I had to set the trend. Before that, do you remember the condition the West was in? Sitting in record plant, Swizz beats lecturing. Pharrell told me you gotta chill, God gave you a second chance. Even though I respect my fam, don't move without the second hand. And none of y'all niggas don't really want no smoke, not even second hand. I'm from LA, we even bitches pack an extra friend. And we make little niggas like Soulja Boy sneak our weapons in. F'n ends that'll drop one of your effing friends. This kind of smoke will make red and I wanna stand next to Method Man. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. Puff, puff, pass. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. Puff, puff, pass. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. Better pass on it. They don't want no chronic smoke with me. Y'all better off trying to smoke with me.
They don't want no smoke. They don't want no smoke with me, my darling. They don't want no smoke with me. They don't want no smoke with me, my darling, 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 my darling. Hello, what's up, fam?
I'm not no role model or nothing. I'm not trying to be, you know. I want to travel around the world and chase famous models. I'm still always going to be ghetto. I'm too old not to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm who I am, but I ain't got to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm not broke, so I ain't got to throw no guns in nobody's faces for nothing. I don't even want to see no guns if I can help it. I got a Rolls Royce. I don't feel like hurting nobody. I don't want nobody near me with no type of drama. Only drama I want is Naomi Campbell.
I'm on point. That's not the 300, it's the Rolls Royce. Stainless steel watch by choice, it's a gold voice. One look at me and she moist, we in fuego. Hard rock sweet down in Dago, get a Prego. Wake up real early, the Eggo's a fresh squeeze. You can wear Adidas and Gucci, it mesh clean. And I take any color in the coupe, except green. The girls that I used to fuck with is ex-fiends. Thinking I should spend my money on you, that's extreme. Now time costs money, and money costs time. Take care of wife and keep some honeys on the side. Real playboys keep a bunny on the side. Cause you gon' need somebody to bail you out. Platinum Chanel, I can lobster tell you out. Stay in the house. Cause bitch, I can tell you out. These niggas thirsty. You know they can smell you out. I'm a Mac. Don't let these niggas bail you out. Stay focused. If we could get a little closer, I'd take you with me when it's time to go on open. Gumbo just ain't the same without open. You don't look good without me, it's the same thing. Remember Kobe cheated on his? Same ring. We getting rich off the 16, but can't sing. I got fans know who I am in Beijing. I bought my first car off the lot at 18. I knew niggas going to jail when we was 12. They used to come back to school like it was hell. I got my style back in them days, if you could tell. Things didn't always look right, but we prevailed. We used to roll the regular joints that we would sell. If you got a couple of sales, that's trying fair. Ain't no one way in, it's trying fair. The game has its ups and downs, you buy and sell. I might go back to school, I might, yeah. Get a couple million next year, I might as well. Yeah, Platinum Chanel. Platinum Chanel. Platinum Chanel. Yeah. I keep going, diamonds on diamonds and shit, it keeps snowing. Everybody say they want peace to the peace showing. Pull it out the 501s with the priest showing.
take a couple shots and I'm done. Be Bowen. I'm the biggest star on the field like Pete Owens. Damn, I only met her last week and she on it. I don't got much time to give, but she want it. If Mercedes making new Benz, then we want it. Take your moment and make it our moment. We don't ask for nothing from our opponent. We don't give a fuck. My gold chain stolen, your gold chain plated, your whole style dated. Lamar Park legend, SoCal Raiders, house party going, SoCal bankers. Shit get dangerous. First get money, nigga, then get famous. Now fuck being famous. The whole shit tainted. You got no money. 10 G's a month. Yeah, I know God love me. I laugh on my way to the bank. The shit funny. Don't wear LeBron to the club. The shit ugly. Three-piece rims on the Porsche. It look lovely. Chain hang down to my tummy. I look chubby. Tell her like Kendrick Lamar. Just don't worry. I'm in the best shape of my youth. We getting loose. I'm back. Stays eating on fruit, you drinking soup. Your single didn't even recoup, you out the loop. It's me, too quick and Snoop, it's not a fluke. Sitting out in front of the soup, I got the juice. Before I leave the house tonight, I gotta use my just that platinum Chanel, nigga. Just that platinum Chanel, nigga. That's all she smell. Just that platinum Chanel. Just that platinum Chanel. Platinum Chanel.
And y'all motherfuckers stay tuned, man. G Lou Show. 5-4 Boss, nigga, Fetty Chico, shit, Lou. G Lou!
Yeah, G Lou Show. You know who it is. It's Havoc, man. South Central, baby. Cartel.
The better record player. We got like that, G Lou, for president. Yeah. The G Lou Show, nigga.
Yes sir, it's Westside Wednesdays, homie, the G Lou Show, West Coast Hip Hop, to the tip top, top shelf shit, homie, OG Lou, Westside Wednesdays, OG Music, yeah. It's Westside Wednesday, the G Lou Show. That's a fact, we've been doing this for 4 years straight, back to back. Got rid of my old caddy and got a new lack. Threw away my old flows, went and got a new rap. I was raised in California, but I seen a whole map. Been around the whole world, can't wait to get back. Give a shout out to the Westside, homie, straight moving. From Florence to La Brea, to Pico and Union. From Whittier to Watts, South Los to the beach. To Harlem, California, holla at my Uncle Tweed. Indeed, yeah, we proceed to keep a gangster. No skinny jeans, no Lees, no Wranglers. We only rock Levi's, just like T-Fly. Shout out to the Bay, E40, SPI, CE, I'm the number one G, LEW, so you don't want no trouble, fools. As we take you on this West Side ride, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, we on time. So holla at the homie if you need that fix. The G Lou Show, we all in the mix like this. Yes, sir. It's Westside Wednesdays, homie. Yeah. On the yeah. G Lou Show, Blog Talk Radio, the number one West Coast station across the nation. Brick City Productions, yeah. OG Music, yeah. G Lou. Yes, sir. And we rolling like that. 914-803-4001. Holla at me, homie. Yeah.
Jumped out my bed, CNN, another black brother dead. Speak to the pedal, life don't matter when you're born in the ghetto. Settle, compassion, gang sign flashing, neighborhood clashing, broad day blasting, killing the youth is a fashion. And now they wonder why we marching, like in the 60s with Malcolm and Martin. What side will you choose? Don't lie with the news. Building more penitentiaries, no schools being built in my hood. It's probably why we misunderstood. That's the best that he could. You know the streets raised him, the homies crazy. Then the police choked him out and tased him. He was dead on arrival. Only the strong survive, it's called survival. I ain't make these rules, I just take these rules. It make me wanna light that fuse. Bust on these fools, but I choose to be calm. Bow my head and interlock my palms. And think about all the homies that's gone, that never got a chance to live on and get grown. Let life begin, toys turn to friends and boys turn to men.
Ghetto boy, playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility?
Kicked out my mama house, now I'm on the street. No clothes, no house, shit I ain't got nothing to eat. I turned to the set to get me a sack, to get my feet back. Cause ain't nobody hiring a two-time felon. So I'm drug selling, rebelling with no telling. Fell in the trap, ain't trying to go back. Pigs on my ass, hands on my strap. I bust one, I bust two, now they bust back. Cold predicament, should've been at home with my mama straight kicking it. Dead on arrival, only the strong survive. It's called survival, G's up on my arrival. A real rider.
What's up, this your boy Black Sea at RBL Posse, and you're tuned in to the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays.
What's up, y'all? This is Lil Big from the legendary Bay Area rap group America's Most Wanted, urging you to tune in to G Lou's blog talk radio show, Westside Wednesday. Shit, it's hump day. What else you gonna listen to?
I'm trying to tell you. If you don't know, now you know it's G Lou, Westside Wednesdays, from the West Side with Love, with the legendary Miss Queen Jean on my side. Hey, Queen, I was just telling the people who just tuned in, we just had a cold conversation about the, I know a lot of people kind of tune in late, but we just had a cold conversation about Mr. Kelly and the whole get down and outcome and whatever, you know. So I know a lot of people tune in late, so you just have to listen back to it. But we just had a good conversation, dialogue about that.
Yeah, and it's not too late to engage. Call in and give us your opinion on it. What do you think about the whole situation? So, like Tweed said on his show a couple of weeks ago, don't just be ghost ear hustlers. Call in, engage, let us know you're there. You know, I know the studio is probably lit up, but don't be shy. What do you say, G Lou? Don't be nervous.
Oh, yeah, I'm here for your service. Don't get nervous. I'm here for that.
Yeah,
I'm here for your service.
Hit the one. Let us know that you're here. That, you know, say something to us.
Talk
so
back.
So we can get familiar. Yeah, we want to get familiar with you like you're familiar with us.
Right. That part right
there.
If
you didn't,
and we're going to pray.
Yeah. Keep
the homie in prayer, and anybody else that needs prayer, keep them in prayer. We're going to take a positive out of this. But anybody wants to engage, like she said, call up 914-803-4001. We are here for your service. Don't get nervous. Press 1, and that's what it is. Anything else, Queen?
Oh, I just want to give a shout-out to everyone who's celebrating a birthday today. It's now Libra season. The scales, they go up, down. They might stay a little even, but most of the time they always tilting, the Libra. So happy birthday to all the Libras and celebrating the birthday today and yesterday, but happy birthday to the Libras, and also happy anniversary. Yeah, to those who are celebrating anniversaries from being in love and staying in love and staying together no matter what, you know, happy anniversary to everyone, and prayers out to everyone who's suffering from that may be grieving or have a loved one that's in the hospital, anything, you know, our prayers are with you daily. We are always praying for you all. And as we pray for you, pray for us too, because we, you know, we're human. We go through our own little things as well. So let's just always keep each other in prayer. Just so important, because prayer is one of the most powerful things that you can incorporate in your daily, Just, you know, pray throughout the whole day. You know, pray throughout the day. Don't just pray in the morning and stop there. You know, you got to be thankful throughout the whole day for the things that you think are the smallest things are really the biggest things you should be thanking God for.
Factual people. Like I said, again, tap in with us. We got some time left. 914-803-4001. Follow all the platforms. The website is theglueshow.com. Tap in with us. Follow us on IG, The G Lou Show Everything. Queen Jean of The G Lou Show, IG, YouTube, and the Facebook is Jean V. Berkeley. Tap in. And we'll continue to do what we do as long as you continue to do what you do, and that's tap in and support.
Yeah.
We love y'all.
Support.
And I hope everybody. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You hope everybody had a...
I was about to play a song, so go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to give a shout-out to my cousin, Tracy of Risky Accessories. She was honored in a newspaper, business newspaper. So shout-out to Tracy. Tracy is the one who customized shirts for the G Lou Ladies Apparel. So all your hard work that you've been doing, your jewelry, your shirts, if you're interested in getting anything customized, just follow Tracy at Risky's Accessories on IG. And she can design whatever you need, and she would have it ready for you in a timely fashion. If you tell her when you need it, it will be there on time. So shout out to Tracy and follow her on IG at Risky's Accessories and check out everything that she does. Okay. What song you about to play?
Shout out to Tracy. And I was just about to say, I hope everybody out there, we pray that you are in good spirits, you're good, and that you had a great day, a great night, and tomorrow you have a great day as well. So we just pray for good days, Queen.
Yes.
Can we say that?
We can say that. Okay. Amen. Let's pray.
Okay. All right.
Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smoke.
and mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope, thinking will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which park are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.
Yeah, this your boy Floss the Boss, and once again we check in with the G-Loop Show. Lowrider Oldies on Sundays. Yeah, shout out to all the females checking in. We're giving you something that ain't out yet. So kick back and take this ride as we throw yourself on the G-Loop Show. Once again, this was Big Boss checking in to the G-Loop Show. Sundays Oldies, where we gonna relax your mind and help you on your mind. On what we do.
Drinking bro, I hope I get to see Nick. Me and him have a few. Talk about 96. The shit that y'all never knew. When we was still in polo, then wear it up to the school. Hell nah, we wasn't broke. We just acted a fool. Shirt tucked in our jeans. We just thought it looked cool. You can say what you want, but that don't make it the truth. When it's 91 outside, better 69 in my coupe. The AC blowing strong, and we smoking that oak. Her homegirl looking good, yeah, I'm scoping that too. But I heard you got her pregnant, that's what's up when y'all do. Then somebody knocked on my door, Nick, I'm hoping that's you. But that's a dream deferred, and they don't always come true. 4 minutes to four, the bus ride at the school. If I make it to heaven, I hope it comes with a view, so I can see LA. Niggas know how I do. Fuck with me and get smoked, or fuck with me and smoke too. Yellow album so good, niggas thought it was a fluke. Niggas thought I was on the juice. Yeah, nigga, it was the ghost. And the bitches shaking they ass. I'm like, damn, what it do? She like, damn, can we fuck? Call me up and come through. Watch whatever you want. Champagne in there too. Niggas know what I sell. Tats on both of my wrists. And love and memory of hip hop. I got that in 06. A nigga so West Coast. You can tell by my click. You can tell how I dress. You can tell by my whip. Most LA niggas I know. Some no longer exist. And they got moms just like me. If I could grant them one wish. But that's a dream deferred. They don't always come true. 4 minutes to four. The bus ride at the school. If I make it to heaven, I hope it comes with a view, so I can see LA. Neighbors in the pyro. Fuck with me and get smoked, or fuck with me and smoke too. Niggas know how I do. Bitches know how I do. If I make it to heaven, I hope it comes with a view. I gotta see LA. Keep an eye on y'all pull. A nigga so West Coast. You can tell by my click. You can tell how I dress. You can tell by my whip. The LA niggas I know. Some no longer exist. And they got moms just like me. If I could grant them one wish. But that's a dream deferred. They don't always come true. 4 minutes to four. On the bus ride at the school.
if I make it to heaven. I hope it comes with a view if I make it to heaven. Yeah.
The bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. And when dealing with the lynch mob, you got to know Steady Mob. It is not just the name of this jam, but a way of life. Bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off something. Give it to me. Slanging bean pods or the blueback t-shirt of the month. With you can't touch this on the front. I'm out to get rich, cause life ain't nothing but money and fuck a bitch. They drop like dominoes, and if you didn't know, Ice Cube got drama hoes. So after screwing, I bust a nut, get up and put on my white uniform. I'm out to dump. All you might get is a rubber on the phone, cause I'm ready to hit the road like Mario Andretti, bitch, cause I'm
rocking with my nigga G. Lou, Westside Wednesday. Y'all know what it is, woo.
up with it? You got the Bay Area boss in the building. Philly Cell, man. Charlie Blair, man, out here networking with my nigga G. Lou. West Side Wednesdays, man. West Coast Wednesdays. We in the building, man. Fuck with it. Keep it locked right here, man. Fans in the area.
Yeah. It's Cam Mac. Owner of all her publications, Cam Mac Video. I'm with G. Lou on West Side Wednesday.
Yep, that's what it is, and that's what it was. Another episode of West Side Wednesday, the G. Lou Show with G. Lou and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. Queen, we did it again.
Yes, nice West Side Wednesday show. I'm giving a shout out to Millie Mail, the Hood Postman.
You know the vibe.
Know the vibe. You got to know the vibe to deal with the Hood Postman. So go check him out on for real, though. Subscribe to his YouTube page. He has great content on every level. You know, like G. Lou just said, you know the vibe. That's what he'll tell you. If you don't know the vibe, you're not going to be able to relate to the Hood Postman.
Right.
So,
shout out to Melly Mail.
Professor Melly Mail. My low-key mentor.
spiritual advisor. Shout out to Melly Mail.
Yes. I like to get it raw and uncut, but genuine and solid, you know. Go to Melly Mail. Yeah, great show. We know we got Flossie coming up. His birthday is coming up. I believe it's the 7th of October.
It's Flosstober. It's Flosstober, he said.
Flosstober. I like that claim.
Not the big Flossie.
Yeah, you got to put it out there. So, yeah, Flosstober. But, yeah, shout out to Flossie. Also shout out to Queen Norman's mom. She's doing better. They got her outside the other day, and I noticed because it was on Facebook. So she was outside, and she was just so happy to get that air and to be out and about, you know. So God bless her mother, and prayers going up for her. And also God bless Queen Norman, because she be handling things. She work, take care of her mom, take care of home, and you know, and Hank being right there by her side. That's a power couple right there. That's a power couple for real. So shout out to the Normans. I had to give that shout out to them.
That's right.
And shout out to you, G. Lou, like Hank would always say, you know, for just being the amazing man that you are, you know, being G. Lou, that king. You keep elevating. You keep your throne solid, you know. Keep it all the way live, genuinely solid. So I appreciate you.
Thank you for
all that you do that I'm involved in. You know, so thank you for that platform.
Thank you.
So yeah.
Thank you.
Most definitely.
Thank you. And there it is, y'all. There it is. We did it. So we'll be back. What is this? Wednesday, Friday. We'll be back with something. So just tune in. Friday, we'll be back at you. And that's it. We love you all. Keep tuning in. Subscribe, like, all of that right there. Tell a hater to tell a player, as a tweet would say. You know, it's West on Wednesdays. Queen G and G Lou. Any parting words, Queen? That's it?
Peace and love. Live your truth. Stay solid. And God never allows pain without a purpose. Remember that. God never allows pain without a purpose. So, in other words, you got to go through it to get to it. Whatever the unknown is of our journey. So, you know, embrace it. Have patience. Don't rush anything. And keep your head on the swivel and keep your prayers up.
Therefore, remember your best teacher. Your best teacher is your last mistake. Remember that, okay? And remember, I believe in you.
Yes.
I love y'all. We got it here. Queen Z and Z Luke, y'all. Bye.
I believe in you.
I believe in you too. See, can't nobody make me do what you do. I mean, I'm so in love with you. Boo. I never thought a girl could make me, take me to a whole new world, reshape me, love me, hate me. Lately, we ain't been fussing or fighting. You play all day, and I be working at night. And the only one who understands my life is the cake and the ice. And these other girls in the world live their life so trifling. I couldn't do it no more. I had to sit you down and make you my wife. And
yeah.
Cold thing, but you know, it's a cold game. It's so real, I had to bless you with my last name. Slowed me down, straight took me out the fast lane. Hold me down, come on baby, watch me do this thing. I've been crowned king, so I guess that means that you my queen. You'll have my seats, let's go ahead and raise this team. It's so special, you're all I ever need.
I'm feeling good and my baby's home, spending time, holding hands to this beat. The fella that can satisfy my every need. Is he the one? We've been around and we're both grown. Look at me. And I believe what you say. Ain't that special? That's my soul. I feel the same when you whisper softly and call my name. Here I come. It's more than words that I ever could see. Joy that you bring. Maybe you walk or just the way you do me. I really think we are the two, cause I believe in you.
Take a second, realize we can make it. Ooh. Don't stop. Come on, boy, we're about to take it to the top. I know you don't know what you're about to see.
Do you believe in me?
We can make it all night long, baby, if you don't stop. Come on, boy, you know you got me so high. I know I'm wrong about what you're about to do.
Cause I believe in you.
And I believe in you too, cause it's the right thing to do. And I believe in you too, cause it's the only thing to do. I couldn't give you away, no matter what my friends says, eh? See, when I'm gone away from home, I'm alone every day. I left a gang of messages for you on your two-way. But you ain't hollered back, but you know how you play. You say, okay, I say, no way. We got to be together forever in the day, cause I believe in you.
Take a second, realize we can make it. Don't stop, come on, boy, we got to take it. I know you don't know what you're about to say.
Do you believe in me?
We can make it all night long, baby, if you don't stop. Come on, boy, you know you got me so high. I know I'm gonna love what you're about to do.
Cause I believe in you.
I'm so glad that you believe in me like I believe in you. This love exactly how I picture.
How I picture.
It's such a joy when I receive all that I need. We're flowing smooth just like a river.
Like a river.
If that's my truth, when I make love to you. Just like that day back in September. If we might run into problems, I know you'll see. There's nothing for you I won't do.
Cause I believe.